This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. When Dick Wolf's original Law & Order didn't return for a 21st season on NBC, fans of the show, and I can't pretend to be impersonal about this, were bereft. There's still spinoffs and knockoffs, of course, including a cast shakeup on the new Law & Order L.A. But for Law & Order idea to really work, you need the screech of subways, sausage, and falafel carts, and all the great crazy and diverse din and clatter of street life, like in New York. Which is why it's so good to hear.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The police who investigate crime.
And the Crown prosecutors who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Law & Order UK began its second season this week on BBC America. Dick Wolf is the executive producer, and like the original, it has stories ripped from the headlines. Wisecracking cops in trench coats walking into the squad room debating the likes of vegetarian sausages.
Matty, what are you talking about? Sausages are made from meat, not soya, and they certainly ain't made from vegetables.
Why should veggies be denied the pleasure of the sausage roll? And let's face it, Ron, it is half the fat.
And off the taste, I'll have you know, I'm at the peak of my fitness.
We're joined now by the two actors who bring London street smarts to the Law & Order franchise. Jamie Bamber, familiar to millions as Captain Apollo in Battlestar Galactica. Vice Detective Superintendent Matt Devlin in Law & Order. He joins us from NPR West. Thanks for being with us.
My very great pleasure, Scott.
And Bradley Walsh, the comedian, quiz show MC, and now acclaimed dramatic actor who plays D.S. Ronnie Brooks. He's in London. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
So are you conscious of kind of replicating the wise old cop, cute young cop duo that Jerry Orbach and Benjamin Bratt played for so long?
I speak for myself. I have to say I wasn't really because
You're the cute one.
Oh, am I?
Oh, wait. Is that the wrong thing to say, Mr. Walsh?
No, that's fine, Scott. He really is the cute one. Don't worry about that.
I did pitch to try and flip the roles, but they weren't having it. No, I mean, I was super familiar with Law & Order, having lived in the States for a while, and just the sort of... You know, the music, the bum-bums, the everything about it. But I have to say I didn't watch religiously, so it wasn't something that I was really aware of stepping into someone else's shoes. You know, I think with these things, and I had the same thing with Battlestar Galactica, you don't want to obsess too much about what worked when someone else did it. You want to try and come at it fresh. Although, you know, I'm sure we have inherited a lot of, what Jerry Orbach and his partner did originally, and we are indebted to them. But, you try and do your own thing, eh, Brad?
Absolutely. Having said that, I mean, I didn't know the show. I honestly didn't. So there was nothing I could do other than bring what I could to the table and what the directors told me and how I worked alongside Jamie. So for me, it was very unfamiliar territory.
Mr. Walsh, you were once the warm-up act for Tom Jones?
Yes, indeed, I was. And do you know Shirley Bassey? Do you know that
of
singer?
Of course. We had the pleasure of interviewing Dame Shirley not long ago. Yes.
Well, yeah. Tom Jones, Shirley Bassey, Engelbert Humperdinck, Barry Manilow. So I've done, when I was doing stand-up comedy, I was there, I was the front man in their concerts, and I did my sort of half an hour. I was doing that from a young man, probably packed in about 12 years ago, and then started acting. It just seemed like a good idea at the time. There's nothing else to do.
Oh, so you I haven't thought, packed wow. in, love. He still makes us laugh when the camera's not rolling there, Scott.
But it was something I enjoyed, but, time to move on. It's a young man's game, stand-up comedy.
And yet, of course, the character that you play now, D.S. Ronnie Brooks, is, if anything, he's the dramatic center.
Well, I think he's the wizened old mainstay. That's the sort of good cop, bad cop type guy you need, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's seen it all, done it all. He's come through alcoholism and two marriages, and he needs someone young and vibrant and handsome with him to sort of bounce off. And that's why Jamie's there, and it's good. It's really good.
How do you see your character, Jamie Bamber?
My character is much more of a... He doesn't really empathise with victims. He's sort of idealistic still. He still believes in good and evil. He still believes that people bring it on themselves. There's one episode in particular which confronts his past, and you get an insight into who he is. And he's someone that he's been through some tough times, but he doesn't view himself as a victim and therefore doesn't really empathise with those around him that suffered. And that's very much, that comes to bear in all the cases that we come across. He's very keen to convict people, and Ronnie's a bit slower and a bit more measured, and he's lived life. So that's why they're a good team. I think they have mutually exclusive energies, and they sort of fit together well.
Mr. Walsh, you were once a pro football player, British football?
Yeah, I was what you call third division player. There was the Premier League, the First Division, and the third division.
Sorry. He's very modest, Scott. He played. He played professionally, which is pretty hard to do because there's a lot of soccer players at home.
Considering I only have one leg as well, that's the most extraordinary thing, quite frankly.
Didn't your coach tell you that you were on the team because you kept everyone laughing on the bus or something?
Yes, that is exactly that.
That
is exactly
was one of your primary functions.
After that, I packed in and became an actor, oddly enough. And then there wasn't enough work of that, and then stand-up comedy.
You've had about five careers, haven't you?
I have made a success
of each of them. It's very impressive.
No, I don't know about that, mate. I'm not such a success of that. But, yeah, you know, sort of bit about.
Does it help? I mean, and recognizing that the British approach is different from the American method. But does it help when you've had so many careers, when you're playing a kind of knock-around character like Ronnie Brooks, who Detective Superintendent Ronnie Brooks, who has seen a lot of life?
Do you know what, Scott? It's not about that, really. I mean, I've never had an acting lesson, but I've been at drama school for 50 years. And what that means is I'm learning every day. Every person I see has a story to tell. Every day I learn something new. And, you know, you go through life's experiences, and if you can bring every experience, at some point, somewhere in every drama or every story that you have to portray, you will come across an emotion or a feeling you have had some point in your life. And as long as you can go back to that point and that reference, that sort of Rolodex of emotions, then you're sort of halfway there. And alongside yourself, the other actor who's playing opposite you and the director, you will come up with what would sort of be the emotion that you need, really. And that's the way I do it.
Mr. Bamber, is it fun to be out and filming on the streets of London?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, we don't have the hugest sets. It's Law and Order on a budget the way we do it in the UK. Inevitably, we're a smaller market. The joy for me is when we get let loose in the middle of the West End of London. And we have a very small crew, and we don't shut any streets down, and we shoot with cameras on shoulders, and pedestrians walk by, and they, you know, invariably now and then, you know, a school kid grins at the camera and we have to go again. But we tend to do them in ones, you know, whole scenes in one shot.
So what answer the people who take all the buyouts and can't afford to live in the area anymore?
They move to areas where they can afford it.
Oh, right. And what about when that gets gentrified? Where do they go then?
So what, we don't improve these areas? King's Cross has always been a dump. Finally, it's improving.
And Brad and I get to run off into various little holes in between takes and grab a coffee or a nice lunch somewhere. We're really putting London front and centre as the sort of central character of the show. And having also been away from London for a while, it was a real blast for me to do that stuff. I absolutely love that bit. And we've had some great laughs, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, not half, yeah. I mean, oddly enough, Jay, where I'm speaking to you from now, Bush House on the Aldwych, is right at the bottom of Kingsway, where we filmed in by St. Clements is there, and it's amazing.
There's barely a street left we haven't done something in, you know, in the West End of London, and it's fantastic fun. And Scott Bradley's a very recognisable character at home. Everyone thinks they know.
Coronation Street for you?
Exactly. So when we're on a street corner, invariably a cab will drive by, roll down its window going, "Oi, Brad's son, how are you?" or whatever it is. And Bradley has an equally vociferous retort to give. And I just love watching it.
A lot of Americans watching this will recognize the street life of a great city in London as they did New York. But they'll be thrown by the barristers wearing wigs.
And rightly. It's weird. It's weird. Why can't the British get over their traditions? Yeah, it's very odd. But that's what we bring to the party, I suppose. We have our own little eccentricities and colour that the British legal system, you know, provides. The barristers aren't allowed to walk around the court either, which poses a real problem for the director and cinematographer in terms of how to bring energy to the scenes, because they're rooted to the spot. And there are little things like that. Also, they can't, they don't talk directly to the jury very often. But there are certain little things about our system that are particular, and we have to sort of celebrate them because that's what makes, you know, our show worth doing, as opposed to just, you know, airing reruns of the original.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both very much. I enjoy your work a lot. It's a great show. So glad we could talk to you.
Thank you,
Thank
Scott.
You, Scott. Cheers, mate.
Jamie Bamber at NPR West, Bradley Walsh in London. The second season of Law & Order UK airs Friday nights, 9 Eastern and Pacific time on BBC America.
Dunk, dunk.